Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today is everything you never knew you wanted to know about pigeon pilots.
Oh, I look forward to this. I feel like this has to be good.
The biggest reason you have a touchscreen on your smartphone is because of a pigeon and a bomb?
What? That seems like a far-fetched stretch.
Oh, we're going to go on a journey today. Got to roll my shoulders. Okay.
You cracking your knuckles?
Yep, exactly. I'm like, here we go. World War II. We're in the thick of trying to develop guided weapons like missiles or torpedoes. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you know, this is late 1930s. Bombers had two choices. They either flew really low for accuracy and risked getting shot down. Okay. Uh-huh. Or they dropped them from high up and they hoped there wasn't a strong breeze and a lot of collateral damage.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not great. And so the Navy asked the NIST, that's the acronym NIST, N-I-S-T. It's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. They were like, hey guys, could you please help us out? We're fighting the Nazis and we have bad aim. I'm imagining like a smoky boardroom. They're like, you know, can you, like the black and white kind of footage where they're like, no, they sat down and they tried to figure out what to do. And so NIST came up with a glider, a design. So the missile design that could steer, like, you know, it could move the fins so it could kind of change its trajectory. But the problem was, how were you going to give it commands?
Yeah. Okay. Pause, please.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Okay,
I imagine this room of scientists in the same way I imagine the Saturday Night Live writer's room midweek.
They're just like, spitballing.
Yeah, their clothes are all askew. There's all kinds of beverage cups on the table.
Yes, a haze of cigarette smoke.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, that's the setting with a lot less t-shirts. Please carry on.
Yeah, no t-shirts. It's like loosened ties. It's fedoras hung on the back of chairs. And so they're like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to try broadcasting with a TV camera to an operator. So we're going to point the camera at, say, the ship that's in the water, and then you can look at the angle and try to guide it. But the problem was, this is 1940, and the signal for television was terrible. It wasn't a very proven technology yet. There wasn't a dad in the living room adjusting the antenna.
Yes.
It wasn't great. And so they're like, man, there's no solutions. And then there was B.F. Skinner. He was an American professor, inventor, psychologist, Harvard professor from 1958 to 1974, big developer of behavior analysis. He worked a lot with pigeons, and he was in there with people like Pavlov, with innovators of modern behaviorism, right? Mm-hmm. You know, way back in the 1940s, before his career took off, Skinner was a professor at the University of Minnesota, and he had the wackiest idea to solve the bomb issue, pigeons.
I would never have associated him with this kind of thing because I think of him in the psychology realm, but this is a nice overlap. So I'm curious how he did it.
Yes, because at the time, everyone in a college engineering department in universities across the country, they were trying to crack the guidance problem. And Skinner, I'm imagining him in a break room. He's overhearing some engineering bros chatting about it. And he thought, and this is a quote, "I watched a flock of birds lifting and wheeling information. Suddenly, I saw them as devices with excellent vision and extraordinary maneuverability. Could they not guide a missile?"
Those are the people where, like, they test genius, because the rest of us look at those birds and they are messy. And he saw an entirely different functional use, or something he could learn from, and different kind of brain.
Yeah. So let's stop here and take a moment to thank NIST, that the Institute for Technology, that's a government agency. They are the ones that had the quote, and they are the ones that had a lot of information about Skinner and his pigeon pilots. And I love that a government agency like the one that approved beaver drops for the Idaho episode in 2016, or like Navy SEALs and dolphins, that's episode 193.
Yes.
But they're talking about their wins and their mistakes, right? So good for you guys. So anyway, let's get back to Dr. Skinner and the pigeons. There is some amazingly good video footage, it's in the show notes, of pigeons being trained to tap a reactive screen up to 10,000 times in 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. They must have had some serious reward.
They did. They loved hemp seeds. That was like their favorite. That was their favorite. It was the Cheetos of the pigeon world. Yeah. And then they designed a screen that was conductive, and they'd put this gold electrode on the pigeon's beak. So when they pecked the screen, it would have a reaction. Mm-hmm. And they started out, and there's a dot, and it's peck it, get a seed, peck it, get a seed. And then gradually they were like, here's a boat, peck the boat, get a seed. And then they started testing it on actual combat films.
Oh,
so you have footage of the airplane flying towards this boat. And so it's not directly in the crosshairs all the time. You know, it's moving because the airplane is moving, and super shaky footage, right?
Mm-hmm.
These birds are doing it, and it worked. They are hitting the screen and realigning the direction so it stays in the center, like in the crosshairs, super accurately.
Wow. For hemp seeds.
Yes.
Wow.
And then they were like, okay, so that's working. So then they designed this missile. It looks like a candy corn, almost a fat round candy corn. And in the end, there were three screens, like three windows that the birds were kind of in a little tube, and they could look at the window, and they are looking at what it would be pointed at, and they could peck on this screen and direct the missile, because we've got that servos, you know, that can move flippers and change the directionality of this thing.
So they just need the bird to tell it where to go.
Yeah. So in all the simulations, the birds were highly accurate, like A+, gold star. But when Skinner presented his findings to the military, they were like, huh.
Are we sure we're going to tell America that we're piloting things with birds?
Yeah. Yeah. So they saw the results. And they were like, I don't know if we want to trust. I mean, this to a pigeon. I could find no evidence that they actually loaded a pigeon into a missile, took it to a range, and tried it. I bet you they did, but nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, because that adds a different element of it's moving now, right? And so there's other input besides visual happening.
Yeah, well, and also the fact that the pigeon doesn't get out of the missile.
No, that's true, too. Which I feel like Americans are maybe not as... Well, some Americans would be. Others would be like,
I mean, this is World War II, and they, you know, probably if we've got to win the war, it's Nazis. What's a pigeon? You know, but as it was, we're not comfortable with this. Skinner was noted as saying several times that it was their lack of imagination, their unwillingness to think outside the box, because this was a perfect design as far as he was concerned. And his project was canceled in October of 1944.
Oh, I can see the government saying, no, we are not giving this man missiles.
They did give him, when he initially came up with this idea, they gave him $25,000, which at that time was,
that's a lot.
You know, it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars that they gave him to work on this project. It was revived again, late 1940s. It didn't last very long, because at that time we had finally gotten to the point where we were having some ability to remotely do this sort of thing. So
pigeons aren't going to be delivering our Amazon packages or anything.
They might be driving the drones. Who knows? I don't know.
They're trained to pick out a specific target when it arrives at the red dot.
Yep. They're just looking at a picture of your house on Google Maps going tap, 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 tap. And then it just drops on your porch. Yeah, that would be cool. No. And we did use pigeons. We've used pigeons for taking messages, you know, in lots of different conflicts. But yeah, no, we do not have a pigeon guided missile.
That's a little disappointing. But probably,
I know,
for
right?
The best. I don't know. Am I just being inflexible here? I do have those moments. Is this crazy, but maybe brilliant? Where is the line? Apparently, the military thought the line was closer than Skinner did.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, no, the rest was history.
Yeah, they did. The number of wild things that were tried in that era, it's an amazing era for really consolidated effort of inventions. Like, the clock was clearly ticking, and they were trying.
Yes, quickly. It's one of those horrible things that war mm-hmm. also creates a lot of innovation. That doesn't mean that's yes. how we need to do it, people.
No, no, we can just turn the Mythbusters loose.
If you have a pigeon and you, yeah, I don't know.
Send us a telegram.
Oh, there you go. Oh my gosh, can you imagine there's just a pigeon landing on your porch? That would be delightful.
Just standing there looking at you. Hi, you're supposed to take the little thing now, please. I can't yeah. go.
And I would like some hemp seeds because they're yeah. delicious. Yeah, so that's pigeon pilots.
That's excellent. I'm a little surprised they haven't tried things, and maybe they have with corvids, but maybe they are like the honey badger of the bird world because they're so smart, but very internally motivated.
Because I think a crow would be like, wait a second, I'm going to crash into that.
Yes.
Like, whereas the pigeon is just, you know, on its 10,000th hit on the screen in 45 minutes, which is just remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah. The one brain cell is just tasked to tap the screen. That's it. Boop, 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 boop.
That's true. That's true. Corvids are over-engineered.
Yep.
Not good for this application. Well, brain junkies, do indeed get in touch if you do have, like, if you've befriended a neighborhood corvid or you have pigeons doing chores or something. We want to know. We're very curious. Of course, you can pop us up on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Hit the website, also brainjunkpodcast.com, if you're going to go old school.
Oh, yeah.
Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.